and Kathy Dawes now, along with Geary County USD 475 Executive Director of Communications Matthew Droege and Master Teacher Candidate Joni Hayden. We appreciate both of you being here. And nominee, I guess I should call you, and exciting news I know for you, Joni. Matt, I think, was going to hit some other items just briefly. There's a lot going on in the district right now, and we've actually had several news items on our website and different things we've had in the last month since you were on last, if you want to talk about some of the different things.
Yeah, thanks for having us. I just want to mention a few things that are going on in the district, because really I'm excited to be able to be here with Joan, the Geary County Schools Master Teacher. Lots of wonderful things going on in USD 475. Next week we have several orchestra and band concerts, and anyone who was fortunate enough to get tickets to the production of Shrek at Junction City High School, they started last night. They'll have a show tonight and tomorrow, and all three of those shows are sold out, and I've heard nothing but rave reviews, so we're really excited to get the community to come out and see what the students at the high school are able to do. But I don't want to take too much more of Joni's time, because really what we're excited to talk about this morning is her being the selection for Master Teacher in Geary County.
And that's very exciting, Joni. And Master Teacher, there's a lot of work involved. I don't think people have any idea what all it involves. And kind of share with us the different things that had to be put together to make this happen.
Okay, well, thank you, Kathy. Initially, I was nominated by a colleague, and upon that recognition, being the master teacher candidate for Geary County, I had an application process to fill out, and that included a couple pages about my community service and community involvement, 2 pages of my philosophy of education, 3 pages of professional organization involvement, and 3 pages of what I've done in terms of professional development over the years, and also 5 pages worth of information relative to what I teach and how I teach it and how it may be a little unique to my curriculum area.
I bet that makes you think, stop and think just a minute, doesn't it? I mean, all too often we take for granted what education means to us, or we think we know, but I imagine you had to do a little soul searching to think about that just a bit.
I did. In terms of my philosophy of education, after teaching for this is my 29th year, I think my philosophy has kind of changed over the years or evolved. I know it evolved when I became a parent myself. That sort of changed how I approached different things. But as soon as I started writing, I found I had more than enough to fill up those pages worth of information about me.
Well, share with us a bit about yourself, how long you've been involved in education. I know I am a physical education teacher. Share more with us if you could.
Okay, certainly. For my first 2 years of teaching, I taught at Morris Hill and Jefferson Elementaries on Fort Riley. And when we switched from a junior high system to a middle school system, I was asked if I'd be interested in that. And I said yes. And so now I've been at the middle school this is my 27th year at the middle school.
Now, what is the next step for you as Geary County's master teacher candidate? What happens next?
Well, I think it's really an honor, and I'm humbled by it all. And it's just a very interesting process, but I know that the master teacher candidates are invited to the House and the Senate on Wednesday of this coming week to be recognized, and then on April 5th we travel to Emporia for a day of not only recognition, but I think we actually get to talk to some of the Emporia State students and potential teachers.
It has to be fun, too, to be around some of the other candidates. I'm sure you have a lot in common, but very different, I'm sure, in your interests, I would think.
Yes, because I'm 1 of 7, I am the only PE teacher from this area and involved with that. So it'll be interesting. I have not met them yet, so I'm anxious to do that. Unfortunately, I will not get to go to the recognition ceremony at the House and Senate on Wednesday because I'm actually traveling to Boston for the National PE Convention.
So you're a busy lady, it sounds like.
That I am. That I am.
In fact, I think there's a wellness fair we were going to also mention today, if you want to share with us some of the things you're doing that way.
Oh, super. Yes, this is our annual event, and we've done this for about 20 years at Fort Riley Middle School, and it is a day where we allow students to learn from different people in different ways. It's a very hands-on, interactive environment, and we have our guest presenters from the 25-mile radius who talk to the kids and interact with the kids about mental, physical, emotional, social, spiritual, financial, and or environmental wellness. So they get a wide variety of things to do, and this year it's going to be on Friday, April 28th, And we start off our day with Aaron Yoder. He's a coach at Bethany College, and he also is the world record holder in the backwards mile. So he's going to be our welcome person, and then also he will run backwards for us.
Oh, how interesting. That will be. And, of course, kids that age, that has to be fascinating, too.
Well, most of our activities, we try to think outside the box, and we're not catering to that kid who loves school or loves sports, but hopefully giving the kids an idea of what they possibly could do in the future to benefit their own health, and most specifically what they can do now to benefit their own health, such as taking advantage of different offerings that we have in the community, and specifically the Fort Riley community.
And we continue to find out, I think, the importance, as you just said, of physical education with mental. I mean, there's so many things that are intertwined when it comes to the way we work.
Yes, and that's true. And it's always nice to make that connection with the kids. And I've had kids say, yes, they want to be in PE because it puts them in a better mood. It starts their day in a positive way. So all of those things, you know, it's a good feeling to know that you're helping kids.
And with obesity rates the way they seem to continue to climb for youngsters, it's definitely important.
Yeah, and to think differently about physical education and movement concepts. And I try to give kids a kind of a broad range of activities, and hoping that they'll find at least something that they really enjoy and would like to continue or pursue at a higher level.
Okay. Well, anything else about the master teacher recognition or what you do on a daily basis you kind of want to share with us? And we'll maybe go back to Matt just briefly again for some items. But
certainly. On a daily basis, I like to have kids as active and busy as they possibly can be. So when they come into the gym, they have different opportunities to work on either skills or fitness rather than waiting in line and waiting for me to take attendance. They're busy and active and doing as soon as they enter the gym. And I try to teach different things that might spark their interest. Popular one is a game called Omnicom Ball, which involves a lot of strategic thinking. Pickleball, right now we're doing some mini tournaments, and we're playing volleyball in eighth grade, but instead of using just one big net, we're using badminton nets, so the kids are playing one-on-one or two versus two, so they get a little more movement involved with it.
Things have changed a lot through the years when it comes to physical education. Sounds like a lot of fun, really does.
I think most of the kids enjoy it. It'd be nice to please everybody all the time, but that's sort of impossible. So hopefully at any given moment we have kids that are enjoying what they're doing in PE.
Well, again, congratulations to you. Sounds like very well deserved. And Matt, I don't know if there's anything more you're wanting to add about Joni. And what a great candidate from Gary County.
Well, in anticipation for meeting with you this morning, we went ahead and put up on the Gary County Schools YouTube page when Joni found out that she was master teacher. So I'm sure she knew something was up. A group of us from the district and Fort Riley Middle School came down to her office area and said that we wanted to take a picture, but really we were just trying to get her in the hallway so she could take a phone call. So I was really excited to be part of that, and that's on our YouTube page.
That's fun.
And it was very exciting. It's a huge honor, especially after this being my 29th year. It's really an honor, but I am humbled because I do work with a lot of great people and have worked with a lot of great people throughout those 29 years. And, of course, have been fortunate to have a lot of great kids come through my gym door.
Well, congratulations again to you. Anything else, Matt, we want to highlight today before you take off?
No. I just, on behalf of the district, again, want to congratulate Joni on this recognition. It's really a great honor.
Thank you, Matt, and thank you, Kathy.
And again, it's been a pleasure to have both of you in today. We've had Gary County USD 475 Executive Director of Communications, Matthew Droege, and then also Master Teacher Candidate for Gary County, Joni Hayden. And we'll take a break. Carolyn Tolliver Lee is going to be joining us, and she's a 2017 Elizabeth Dole Foundation Dole Caregiver Fellow. We chatted with her real briefly a few weeks back, and going to get in a lot more detail with her today. You're listening to In Focus on News Radio, KMAN.
Did you ever look at the stains in your coffee cup and then realize that's exactly what happens to your teeth? Power Swabs is the 5-minute solution to get your teeth white without visiting the dentist. This is Ben Gordon with Power Swabs.